The Outer Limits, 1963, Season 1, Episode 24, Moonstone. I put the tapes where they'd be safe. Cranking hum, no, 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 screams, man. There's nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to change the picture. We're controlling transmission. We're control horizontal. We'll control the vertical. Constrain to focus to soft blur. We sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly. We'll continue to control all you see and hear. You're about to participate in a great adventure. You're about to see, experience the oil mystery. It reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits of man. In man's conquest of space, his own moon must be the first to surrender. For there, he will step his way to the edge of infinity. Each step will be uncertain as the last. Yet each will bring him closer and closer to the ultimate truth. Rumbling, crankling hum. Lunar Expedition 1. Handful of brave scientists and technicians pave the way to the future. Their mission to collect information. Able man to inhabit the moon. So to use the moon as a springboard to the stars. Once during every 24-hour period, a force of three commanded by Gerald Lee Stoker, and including Lieutenant Travis and Major Clint Anderson, makes its slow, uncharted way across the lunar surface, a surface whose depths, desires as yet unprobed, distance, wind and hails hold it. I hit something, relax the rope a little. I'm going to try to get it. Okay, pull away. It doesn't look natural. Too perfect, geographically. Looks like they got here first, General. The Russians, perhaps. Could it be the payload for one of their moon shots? Scientific equipment, prize catch, boys in the Pentagon will give you another medal. Do you see this Korean combined one? Oh, have you left your earthly prizes behind? They're straight humming. Oh, Major Anderson. Yes, General? Well, General Wise cracks out there in his presence of other officer, Invar Crack Wise. Essentially, when they feel strongly about something, your feelings are your own, your title to them. But you have, now you handle them, affects me and the other men. Favour has gone beyond its subordination. You left me no choice. You are so practiced on making choices. You're going back to Earth. Back to Earth, I reign for you to take over a post of the Pentagon. I've come up here tend to say it's no good answer. Isn't working. Don't have to spell it out, do I? Was I really the rough on you? Or doesn't it take so much to swim straight as core conscience? Do you know the court of appeal on the moon? If there is, General Stoker, it is, then what's what I am afraid of. I think I'll ask around anyway. Lots of scary things today, Professor. Let me see the mysterious moonstone. Tom, put it on the table, please. Fudge clinks, careful, it might bite. Seamless, it's light, revelatory. Let's get it open. It does. If it does anything else, well. Hello, Travers. Prolonged hum. Well, else have you failed? We decided to try the laser beam. The moonstone remains unscathed, scrutable, and manly mistress as woman scientist. Try again, please. Hum, a laser beam and cut through anything. Why? It can even drill holes in diamonds. Not even scorchiness, incredible. Not sudden. That this is metal. Is it radioactive? And no magnetic properties, it's solid. I thought so until I've tried this. Wavebeam monitor, similar to the type we use for evolving. Concept radio signals resonates. Just take care of any notions that the moonstone is solid. Resonance amplified, screeching, cut it out. Science, electrical equipment, possibility. But what is its function? Collecting data from transmission to Earth. Russia's made by monitoring us even now. Why can't we be sure until we get back inside, get inside the shell? We can't be sure until we get inside that shell. Have you talked to Washington? Due to his mission in half an hour. Pass along this information. Come me and bring your notes. I miss you too. Let's skip dinner. I'm famished. Let's go into the moonlight. You're out of your mind. Maybe that's why I love you. You make me laugh, do you? What, love me? That wouldn't be because I'm the only woman on the moon. Obviously, marry me. I knew that you'd ask me here. Pretty sure of yourself, aren't you? Up here, the odds are in my favour. Did you decide what you say this time? I thought about it. And it doesn't make sense. Why? Not in the stars. You take up astronomy? There you stars, Lee. Diana, dedicated my entire life to getting these stars. I'm afraid of them. Not afraid of them, Lee. They're keeping us apart. You sure it's not your involvement, the stars out there? What am I supposed to think, Lee? All my life I thought the science of the military was bones. Military domesticated destruction. Aim of science of peace and human advancement. But I've preached that, Lee. All my professors applied it. I've seen it for myself. Now I say, how can two worlds, close purposes, like ours ever meet? Diana, look at me. Look through this uniform at me. I'm not dedicated to destruction. I'm Lee Stoker, man who wants to spend his life loving you. When you say that way, you make me feel now married and foolish. Fool enough to say yes, Stoker, then, Diana. You'll be my moon bride. How could I resist the novelty value? Yes, Lee, yes. And now we can go up to dinner. Clint, that's very touching. Is something the matter? Yes. What is it, Clint? Let's let it wait, Ransom. Yes, sir. Clint, can I tell you something? Yes, madam. Lee, I'm going to marry. Well, to have a couple of congratulations. Oh no, what's wrong? Congratulate him and give him your best wishes. Apologies. Lee, what's wrong between you two? Gale's way back. He's an old resentment against me. Born in Korea. He's grown and grown. Personal thing, yes, very. Unjustified. Never minded until recently. He's begun to undermine my authority. I can't let that happen up here. I'm having him transferred. He's back to Earth for the next supply ship. He's becoming a moral problem, which we can't have here. Can't you talk to him? It might have been possible once, but not now. Does he know he's being sent down? His orders came last night. No wonder he's so miserable. I want to talk to him. Now he won't do any good. He could use a friend right now. Please, Clint. Sirs, I have a little party. A little bon voyage party. Don't you think you've had enough party? Bon voyage party is supposed to go straight through. So the boat leaves, that's not until tomorrow. Been transferred to that Siberia as Earth, I suppose. That's what happens in all undesirables. Clint, that's not true. How do you not do it, Professor? How does a woman like you fall for a gutless coward, a Stoker? He doesn't deserve that. You're marrying a murderer. What are you saying? Get him to reminisce about Korea. Get him to talk about Chang Chong. What happened today can't be forgotten, not even here. We're far from Earth, but what we brought our crimes with us. Ask him if he could forget the promise he made to the people. Servage gave the full support of his troops. They rise up against the red, dug in there, and betrayed that promise when they strode on came. Ask him what it feels like to know you're responsible for a massacre. Whole village, Diana screams. Clint, don't move. Call the doctor. Echoing, vibration, grass, male voice, self, groans. Do not touch him. He will live. Who are you? Who are you? We are life. We are life, form life. We come from a place, Gripia. The constellations is Ziza. Are you, what are you doing here? We are in flight, desperate flight. We look to Earth for refuge. We are heading for Earth, but we were forced to land here for want of energy. Refuge from what? We five represent the most advanced minds of our galaxy. Between us, we possess the secrets of the universe. What are you fleeing from, Terranary? The government of Griffia wants to use our knowledge, conquer the constellation, Cynthia, and then the universe. We had escaped. Couldn't you just refuse to give them the knowledge? Mephis, we'll put it all our goal. We ourselves developed a means of dissolving knowledge for any living creature. It's how we learned what you know. It's how we speak your language. You mean it could assimilate the lower knowledge? There would be no way to stop them. We had to escape and seek asylum where our knowledge could be safe. We could arrange to have you taken to Earth. Can we trust them? There's no reason not to. Who is your leader? There is no leader. Our minds are linked. We share the same thoughts, the same one voice. A voice you hear speak for all of us. It won't go do any good to take us to Earth now. Why? We realize we could not survive on your Earth. The sun is weak. Even there, the rays will not provide us with the energy we have, must have. On Earth, the molecular density and stratification of the atmosphere cause too great a distraction. With the sun and size of our rays, we could perish instantly. So where we go, there are Prothesians. They're coming. A rescue ship, bringing us energy. Can we be any help? Yes. They're too weak to now to contact the ship. Guide them here. You could do that? Transmit pulses on 1 million motorcycles. Direction to Griffin. You don't have a transmitter, and you go. That'll go up. That'll go up high. Equipment could be modified to do it. We'll give you the formulae. The first lens will detect the beam and follow it. How long can that last? More energy. Perhaps 24 of your hours. Will he be all right? It will cover completely. If you do not survive, neither will your knowledge. Dead will be lost, all of it. You can preserve it. Arrange for us to feed it with your electronic computers. But your computers are so too slow. If we hurry, we can guide the rescue ship in. Before it's too late, I can get a couple of orderlies. The trajectory of the light matter is propellable. Difference of carbon beta density, emitting matter, rise the cube root of the transmendian transmission cartridge is determined with direct optical observation applied to Galaxy Platform M, Diana. How is Anderson? He's conscious and now correct. What's the cause of the accident, Diana? Excuse me? The squared of the variation, intensity of the vision, direction of radiation changes. Any instances else can anyone think checks out exactly according to their diagram. If they're right, they'll find their planet and their rescue ship. But see how the scanner unit is doing. Scanner units, do you read me? Madam buzzing. Yes, sir. How are you doing out there? Just double checking now, sir. Hurry it up, will you, sir? What do you think? I've worked with electronics for 10 years. Never doing anything like this. Communications, Roger. Ready, sir? Scanner rigged and checked out. You better get out. Get some cover. Now, one thing, the thing might blow with Roger. Communications. Roger. Scanner unit out. Undercover, sir. Let it go. All right. Pulse supply on. Sleeping. She's holding. She's working, sir. 10 billion miles of mystery. Somewhere out there, a speck of dust called Griffia. Contact the base. Fill them out in our purposes. Have them relay our report to Washington. The anti-energies of the hyperspace portion. The tractive coherence of every individual pattern due entirely to suit this cynical constellation overrules reactions, essence of the solidity matter, light, antimatter, and anti-light and real philosophies. Graduation magnetic phenomenon. Molecular energy, electrical phenomenon, all linked. How is it going? Incredible. Now they're giving us the formula for transmitting matter secretly into light. It takes our physicists years to make this work. When they do, we'll be able to turn everything to light and recover it in matter. Even ourselves, we'll be able to travel the speed of light. Some think we need, so it was still possible. Back then, it might have been taking a century to develop something like this. Will you have time to get much more? We need a decade to get one tenth of what they know. We now got only 11 hours, Diana. I must talk to you. No, Clint. What happened? I fell. He fell. I mean, for his accent. He was telling me about you, about Jing Jiang. He won't forget that. Is it true? I know what you're thinking. I've seen what it looked before, like I was some sort of monster. I never thought that I'd see it in your eyes. I think about those people, feel the hopes that you gave them. And a choice of Chinese reinforcements. We outnumbered 10 to 1. This sounds like military logic. It was a decision that I had to make. Hundreds of men. A handful of Korean villages. If there was just one chance of saving them, you owed it to them to try. Ever convince you otherwise? Why? Oh, sorry, Lee. I try. Just that it's difficult to fight the big concept. I have the thing when things keep happening that seems to bear them out so strongly. You picked up a UFO on that trajectory. Maybe it's a rescue ship. What do you think, Professor? Right on the beam, whatever it is. First, these far in excess of anything we have. They're enough, nowhere near the speed of light. Perhaps they're too close. No divine Earth base. This thing never shoots. We don't want to take a fair watch of it. Have them clear that we're international. There's increasing velocity all the time. Where are they now? Less than 10,000 miles away. As in fall on the moonstone. they have enough energy to contact the ship within range of 50,000 miles. Rumbling, squeaking, well. Have you made contact? Yes. will they reach in time? Yes. If anything more we can do, nothing. They are in control now. Where will the rescue ship land? There is no rescue ship. No rescue ship, the Torrents have destroyed it. Then there's one. The Torrents are coming to take us back. What do they say? They want you to surrender us. If we refuse, they'll not leave without us. But we just can't hand them over. Lee, there must be something we can do. Drone Stucker, reach the scanner area. Call the crew in. Lines are dead. We lost contact. They cut our communications. We'll do something. We didn't come here prepared for fight. So what's the answer? Surrender them? Our weapons will prove useless against them. What will they attack if we refuse to surrender to you? They know no other way. They have not the rationality, less powerful. If only we knew how far they go. They won't risk destroying the Moonstone. Well, all right, Dana, what do you want to do? Anything. Everything to protect it. Tell them we promised you refuge. We intend to keep that promise. They will not leave without us. Will they attack? That is the alternative. I suggest put Moonstone aboard our shuttlecraft. The attack, we stand a chance of launching them back to Earth. Detach it. Put the tapes where they will be safe. Cranking hum. No. Screams, ashes. Stop them, Diana. Let me go. Stop them. How? Giving them what they want. Yes. We have no other choice. We inform them of our decision and they will stop. Squeaking well, the continuous suspension attack for 1 hour, one more hour. By the time you deliver us the site, your service explanation. There we will be lifted aboard their craft. The only way, their power is too great, their man is even greater. Necessary, they pursue you to Earth and destroy your tie banner to get us back. We cannot allow that. If you ever to destroy evil, you must survive to fight it. We will be safe now. We will turn them to Gripper. I'm sorry. You did what you had to do. Perhaps this is the most subtle definition of bravery. Spare your earthly compassion for creatures of our distant planetary. You are no far more to devastation and death than you have seen displayed here. This we can assure you. It will be we who invent those constantly improved methods accomplishing it. In the end, it's usually good minds enable the evil to thrive. I'm sorry you had to learn it this way, Diana. I didn't think I could have learned it any other way. Commence the preparations for save of Diana. She'll be awake, General. Yes, I like to go with you. You feel up to it? Yes, sir. Let's see if we can find some undamaged suits. Rumbling. Moonstone thinking. They didn't earn your thanks. Your mind earns by doing. The heart earns by trying. Go quickly. General, what is left that felt? What is it that you felt after Jing Jang? Being remorse, bitterness, yes. Didn't understand. And then I got this. Not something I understand. Something you lived through, private hell. Ook. What does that mean? What's unexpected? Well, one way to defeat the tyrant. Yes, of course. It's the only way, man. The steps man takes across his universe. And certain those he steps takes across the ruins of his own life. If he walks with his open mind, his steps must lead him eventually to the most perfect of all Earth destinations, truth. We will now turn, control the treasure set due to next week. At the same time, we will control. Voice will take you to the outer limit.